You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, here we are. Satan's attack on families. Ben can't go through all the things we've gone through already. But Satan wants us dead. He's trying to kill us with the industrial medical complex. He's trying to kill us with the foods that we're eating by corrupting them, violating God's laws on what to even do with food. He's trying to kill us with the politicians, the Crips and the Bloods. I talked about how the Democrats are the party of murder, and so that should eliminate one of the parties. That would be a good start. Democrats go first, then the Republicans, then the Libertarians, and all of the rest of these criminals. How can you be the party of murder, murdering babies, and a Christian? It's incompatible. You can't. So, yeah. If he'd get rid of the big mega churches, the 501c3s, the corporations, that's how the government controls the churches. Now, I'm not a Catholic. I protest against them because they violate God's law. But for those of you that go to a church, ask if it's a corporation. Ask if it's a 501c3. They're there at the pleasure of the government. We've done whole series on this and show that churches biblically cannot be corporations and 501c3s. And for those that say, well, you have to be in this country. Did you know that the Catholic Church was not a corporation and not a 501c3? As long as they don't have to, nobody else does either. We're educating people under the First Amendment here. We're not a licensed government entity. I'm not a licensed preacher. I don't want their politicians over me. I don't want their healthcare system. I don't want their high priests of modern medicine. And I certainly am not going to accept palliative care and hospice care and insurance for anybody that I love. Take that garbage and stuff it. Quit violating God's laws. Start doing what he does. And Jesus is the master physician. We get our healing from him, from our Father, from Jesus' Father. That's where life comes from, not a big pharma in a prescription bottle. You ever notice that their prescription never cures anything? If you get headaches and you have to take aspirin, even over-the-counter stuff, do you get a headache because you've got a aspirin deficiency? No. All of that chemical does is it short circuits the signal that you have pain in your head, that something's not right. Go get on your knees. Go to your Father. Ask him what you need to do. Do you lack some kind of nutrition? Are you eating something that you should not be that violates his law? If you have cancer. Oh, that's the big one. You realize that personally in the church we have had people thrown off of hospice because they didn't die? They didn't lay down and die like they were supposed to, so they canceled their hospice? They didn't do that by bowing down to the high priest of modern medicine, the MD, more drugs. And they didn't do that from getting a cure in a bottle from Big Pharma. God is the source of all your cures. Do anything else and you're falling into Satan's hands and he wants you dead.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.